You're listening to the Radio Free Cybertron Saturday Post Show, recorded live at BotCon.
Lots of news.
Yeah, lots of news.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of that news, Brian.
Today we saw lots of new toys, but the big news tonight is we know where BotCon is.
Yes.
Pasadena, California, June 2nd through 5th, Pasadena Convention Center. Sales for hotel room. The hotel room goes up tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Because yes.
We got plenty of money in our pockets after this weekend.
Right.
Time to do that's the first morning.
Yeah.
They should have just done it Friday, right?
I mean, sold out by next week.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to find somebody to crash with if I make it at all. I mean, that's the reason I didn't go last year. It was.
It's the trip alone that scares me. You can find a Days Inn. Yeah, it's the trip alone. It's like, let's see, I live in Georgia, and now I got to go to California.
Hey, at least Florida was pretty close for you.
Florida was great.
Yeah, you know, from West Virginia.
Except for Florida being Florida, it was great.
Yeah, I went to.
I can't wait to see you at BotCon 2012.
Yeah, I mean, I went to like Rhode Island, stuff like that, California. Oh, now I got to go exactly across the country, not just north of it. Oh, jeez.
It's a 13-hour drive. Now I have to drive 3 days.
Yes, you do. Or you can take, like, a train like I did to a Rhode Island and sleep on it.
There are no trains in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unless you're carrying coal.
Hop on it, buddy. Yeah. Put your toys in a good, clean bag.
Yeah, what? You can't just hop on a stick like a hobo.
And then I'll see everybody at BotCon 2026 after a few years of dependency on the movie has stifled all creativity.
And paying off college for your kids.
The franchise crashes because they don't know what to do.
It's like,
wait, people don't like these crappy things without a $75 million ad campaign? Damn it!
So, XV, of all the stuff you've seen, do you have any questions? I mean, we really don't know what you know and what you don't, and you're kind of like you're the POV character for this video game or this movie.
Did anybody manage to find out for sure whether the retooled The Fallen has a removable face?
The Fallen does not have a removable face.
He's very
unfallen-like.
He's very unfallen-like.
It's more Smurf.
Man.
It's kind of cryotech.
He looks very Smurfish.
He's very Smurfish. Smurfish.
It is kind of cryotech-y, actually.
Zender, somebody want to put on the... Well, here's John. John.
Hey, John.
Any one of you. What? We're being joined by John DeLuna. The famous John DeLuna.
Hi, John.
Who has some fantastic stubble going on.
I do. It's becoming like a disheveled beard.
Yeah, actually, the way
we had said about a neck beard thing, and you didn't want to do it. Now I'm a little mad I didn't grow one, so we can match.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to be too groomed. I don't want to be rough, but, you know.
No, rugged, you know, like an Old Spice man.
Yeah, so right now, in the hotel room. Is
I'm not certain what either of you thinks facial hair is going to do to drastically improve or detract from your appearance, but okay.
Hey, I got a neck now. I have a neck now. Usually it's like a lot of head.
So in the hotel room, we have Ender, John, Breaker, Rob, Kristen, Rob's girlfriend. Is that it? Peter, Weebum.
Who doesn't want to speak.
Yeah, doesn't want to speak. And on the internet, we have XV. I guess JD's not going to be able to make it. So
JD's playing PlayStation.
He's playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
They're not there. JD.
Yeah, so the only ones actually – the only two people right now who can actually hear you, XV, are me and Rob. So
I will
translate because we're all located in the tformers.com penthouse at BotCon in the Dolphin.
It's okay. XV. Anyway.
My coin face cut off.
It's a suite.
We're sharing two microphones.
No,
so
it's a penthouse.
And make Ender believe that I'm saying horrible things about him.
You are saying horrible things about Ender. I don't have to convince him.
It's okay.
You never
like that.
So, guys, this evening, lots of news. I mean, biggest of which is BotCon. It's been a while since we heard during BotCon when the next convention was going to be.
It's been a while since it was so predictable.
You think it was predictable?
Yeah, because the movie's coming out next year.
It's a movie.
It's either Rhode Island or California.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Yeah. I wish it was Rhode Island.
Yeah, I like
Rhode Island. Paramount. Yeah. They get to use all those resources. They get to do all that movie promotion. There's some chance of
profit for them because they don't have to fork out as much as far as the merchandise.
Once again, the fandom comes to bay.
This is going to be awesome. Who are you nerds?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate you.
Yeah.
He's going to have it in his backyard, and we're all going to have to wash his cars to get in.
So of all of us here... Of all of us here, who knows, who is fairly confident that they can go? John, do you think you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll have to make my reservations tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So.
Is it the same hotel?
Probably.
I'm going to assume it's, I'm gonna assume
it's the same hotel.
The same convention.
It's the same convention center, Pasadena Convention Center.
Yeah, it's going to be that same BotCon again.
Yay.
Did you just leave this party?
So, well, I mean, it makes sense because they're going to be right in Paramount's backyard.
Yeah, that's true. So for the people just joining us now, we are live from BotCon at the T-Formers penthouse, and we just left the Hall of Fame in celebration where Dinobot walked away.
Did I not say that?
Shocking.
I wanted Dinobot to win, but I honestly didn't think that Dinobot...
I told you, in this fandom, angst overcomes all. They told us it wouldn't be Dinobot. Everybody made jokes. Oh, no, it's going to be the guy with the cassette guy.
And obviously, Ender knows
that. Tell this fandom that they can't have something, or they won't do something. We're like,
and that person will be Brian Savage.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that didn't want Dinobot to win?
Yes.
I wanted Soundwave to win.
Screw
cassette.
You.
Tell whoever said they wanted Soundwave to win that they're a horrible human being.
It's surprising that Scott McNeil didn't do a speech.
Yeah.
He didn't come up with
a rush to go smoke.
Yeah, yes. Literally, Scott McNeil was in a rush to go smoke. We ran into him as he was leaving, and I was talking to him. He was saying, well, talking about how he won. It's like, well, I really didn't win. I'm like, well, you'll win yourself eventually instead of vicariously. And he was in a rush. He was in a mad rush to go get a cigarette.
Literally,
you should have stole his lighter. I could have met him outside, hooked him up, and maybe got an interview.
I wish I smoked because that would have been awesome.
You should have spent a lot of time with him.
Went right out.
You don't stand in the Scott McNeil line. You just go outside where the smokers are. Give 5 minutes. Okay.
I'm out there, man.
Yeah, and he'll say, don't ask me about like Piccolo or anything, okay?
So
I'll burn your eye out with this kid.
So we saw lots of toys today during the Hasbro marketing panel. We'll see more tomorrow during the design panel. Anything of interest that really, really struck a chord with any of us?
Lots.
Power core combiners.
Lots.
Power core combiners.
Yes, especially the repaints. Because they, they're recycling the molds that come with the 5-packs and the basics and, vice versa. So it's like, I knew it and I'm happy.
Yeah,
I know. That was totally awesome when I found out they were doing that.
XV's happy about that.
Yeah, so it's not gang molding them together with the drones. So it's perfect.
Yeah. So apparently, Golden Vixie in chat wants to know about Highbrow.
What about him?
Well, what did we think?
Sure was Highbrow.
He doesn't really say Highbrow to me, though.
He says to me, cool. He's got the dual bladed thing going on. Yeah. He used to be a helicopter, but
does it say more chrome dome to us?
Yeah. He says bad boy. He says bad boy to me.
Bad boy?
He says World War II.
What could it ever really say Highbrow if he can't pull his head off?
I did notice.
Let's be honest.
I did notice Tomahawk's actually black, and all the pictures he looks blue.
Yeah, they reused the name Tomahawk from G.I. Joe. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah,
there was a few things that made me kind of go, "Oh wow, yeah, that looks cool," but there wasn't anything that was like, "Wow, they're gonna make a
it's no
nothing
surprises.
New, nothing new." There's always tomorrow. There's always Sunday.
Yeah. I actually said that about
repaint. I got stuff tomorrow. It's more interesting.
I said that about
thing.
It
was like,
though.
We're going to make a whole bunch of toys, and only 50% of them will be boring repaints.
No, I thought a boring repaint was my favorite of the day.
Which one was it?
That was Sunspot, the banana cream sky stalker.
Yeah, the banana.
He's like bright yellow and white. It looks like he belongs on the top of an ice cream
truck. Wake me up when Breaker's done talking about that.
I love him. I can't stop talking about
this kid hasn't been stopped ranting on about this.
He looks so delicious. I just want to eat him with like a frozen tasty.
And the funny thing is, Breaker's not 900 pounds.
You probably regret that the next day.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
That plastic will be
hurt. That turd looks edible.
It does look edible. It looks like some type of hard candy.
And well, I would the plastic grade these days
very
might
hard.
Be.
Yeah, very hard.
Just line me up with that.
That and War for Cybertron Soundwave, but that's just normal for me to love anything Soundwave.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Last year, I definitely enjoyed the designer panel more anyway. I thought...
It's interesting.
Yeah. I think the whole... It's almost the same thing. They just kind of come out and they show you some toys and they talk about it. The difference is it's the design team sitting there and they actually know something about the toys. and they can tell you something about what they did and why and what's cool. And I think they save the cooler stuff for themselves. Well, I'm not sure the executive even really realizes. They're like,
the
big stuff today. And the designers are like, oh, yeah.
The market,
we gave you guys all the good stuff.
Well, the marketing panel even had the designers on it, though.
Yeah, no, it had a couple of them. It's a very
good. They're going to have more tomorrow.
Yeah, experience. It's a more interesting panel. Not to mention, we get to learn that there's not a Headmaster RC coming out.
Don, I spoke to Don today, affectionately known in the fandom as Headmaster Don. This is his 15th BotCon. So Don's hardcore. And I think he wants to come on the show to talk about BotCon, so that'll be really exciting. As I said last night when I was half asleep, laying on the bed trying to stream this live through my tethered cell phone, the great thing about BotCon is literally it's a convention. You convene together. All of us are here doing the show freaking live in a room. I've met everyone in person except for Peter and Ender and Breaker now, but of course I didn't know Breaker prior. But he's rubbing me now, and it's kind of creepy.
You wish you didn't know after.
They're going to school.
But there's lots of people in the fandom that I've, I know who they are, or I've seen them, but I've never actually bothered to stop by and say hello to them. Today, I finally see him every BotCon, but actually sat down, or I spoke to Ben Yee, and of course Ben knew who I was, and I knew who Ben was. We just never had a chance to talk. That was fun. Don, I spoke to Don. Thursday, I talked to Vangelis. Lots of people came up who listened to the show, didn't even bother introducing themselves. It's like, to them, they know us because they listen to the show and they're so familiar with us. That's the cool thing about a podcast. The podcasts I listen to, I've never met the people, but I know what they're like. Just meeting people, it's really the whole point of it.
One's even taken a swing at me yet.
No, I know. Though you didn't get, you did get some mean looks in the IDW panel, didn't you?
Can we get a panel for next year?
No, I
what, Peter? Huh? I thought you said something.
Oh, I was just saying that Ender even got his first acknowledgement. Some guy was like, "Hey, you're Ender. I can tell by your voice."
Yes,
I know you.
I know how it enrages me, so I know it's you.
I was like, "And you didn't try to kick him?" That's surprising.
I finally got to meet Jim Sorensen today, and I sat down with Jim and Bill. And we talked about AllSpark Almanac Volume 2 before they had to go to their IDW panel.
Our interview about that book was better than – people never weren't asking as good questions. It was definitely a better insight into what the book was going to be like if you got with us.
Yeah.
Even going to the panel.
Yeah. I have had a lot of fun. This has really recharged my cells. In doing the podcast every week, it's a lot of energy and a lot of emotional energy. And it's like, wow, I'm doing all this stuff. And it's like, I sometimes forget why I love Transformers. But after today, I remember why I freaking love Transformers. And it's pretty awesome. I haven't felt this good about a BotCon in a while.
You haven't been to one in a while.
I haven't been. That's true. I've been since 07. But the last two BotCons I went to, I didn't have that much fun.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah. And there's not as much... you're saying today it's getting so much normalized.
Oh God. Usually at BotCon, I'm one of the cool kids. I'm like one of the, I can sit back and laugh, but no, BotCon, I'm one of the weirdos now. It's full of average people. I lamented that fact that I'm no longer one of the more normal people at BotCon.
That's because you were sitting at a table podcasting through the con.
I know, right? I was sitting at a table podcasting, but just during this not everyone in the room was at this forced socialization event. The cocktail party had no hors d'oeuvres and it was a paid bar, so everyone just stood around.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was like Fun Pub was trying to force us into socializing, which is in a way a noble pursuit, because a lot of the Transformers fans are poorly socialized. But I stood in there looking at people. And of course, you had the normal trans fans, or the people that you think are of normal trans fans, people who are just a little recluse. That's me. But you had a lot of normal people, people in there with their spouses or their, significant others. And I'm like, wow, these people look entirely normal. I feel like the odd person now,
freshman mixer for dorks and regulars.
Yeah.
It's like cookies and milk. Cookies and milk
social.
You got cookies?
I get dipped at Sunspot.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Yeah, so again, just for the people tuning in, that we're actually broadcasting from the T-Formers penthouse at BotCon 2010 in Orlando, Florida. at the what is this? The Guppy Resort, Dolphin.
Yeah, the dolphin.
The Guppy. But there's a Guppy on the roof.
There's a Guppy on the roof.
There's no dolphin to be seen.
It's totally a fish.
Yeah.
So yeah,
like, I haven't seen a goddamn dolphin since we got here.
I ate one.
Yeah,
I think it was in my. tuna. I think it was in the tuna. Yeah,
that's some.
Okay. Golden Dixie has a question for Ender now. Okay. What does he think about the totally primalicious Hall of Fame trophy?
What do you think of the primalicious? Oh, he didn't see it. Ender wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
They had it in the.
Did you see the golden? Did you see the primalicious? BotCon.
The statue.
Statue.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you think about it?
I'm trying to find a vein to cut right now.
Peter Cullen may sell you one.
Yeah, he needs.
Well, actually, I'm leaving from here to go see if I can get him drunk and steal it from the bar.
You want to take the recorder with you?
He's using it. He's using it to pop open the bottles as we speak.
Yeah. Ram. Put it in the box with the whiskey over there.
Yeah, I felt really good about myself. You know, as far as like, hey, this isn't money wasted. When Peter Cullen told me and everyone else in that room that he loved us all. And I thought, you know, he really deserves it. But, you know, at least half of that prize goes to the 2 packs a day he smokes. Because that's really like where the power from his voice comes from.
It's the cancer. See, y'all are missing out.
The same way that the power of Galvatron's movie voice comes from Nimoy's smoking habit.
Does Nimoy smoke?
Well, I believe he did then. He definitely had smokers long compared to, you know, being Spock.
Yeah.
The whole being really old thing kind of catches up with you.
Man, he looks horrible, man. I've been watching Fringe, and he looks
bad.
He looked bad
in 1986, though.
I mean, he looks way bad, though. He looks like he could kill over any second now.
Yeah.
And they have. He may have been dead, like, for, like, the last 3 years.
He could very well be.
I mean, he's not even worse than Mark Leonard. Stand there next to you, like, this is my father. It was like, yeah, sure.
Okay, so guys, who among you saw the preview, the panel where they were explaining the Transformers Prime stuff?
All of us saw the Transformers Prime panel.
What did you guys think about that?
Ender's not too crazy about it. Ender, what do you think?
There's no way to accurately judge the show, but you know, they showed us some images and like, wow, they kind of looked like movie Transformers. And
they very much looked.
They
like
took
movie
the flames off of Prime. I was happy about that. They put the bucket back on Megatron's head. That was nice. But really what we, you know, and it's, I like that it's, you know, Welker and Cullen. That's all good news, you know.
That video they played.
The other
creepy
thing they kept piping up and like, yeah, this is great that we got Ortsi and Kurtzman to help us make this. And they, we know it's really good Transformers because they're such fanboys. Like, these are the people they're depending on to bring the Transformers with them to this story-wise. They're like, because they're such, you know, fanboys at heart. And it's like, yeah, but not in mind. They don't know anything about it. I'm sure they like the money they got, but very, very much. But they do not and have never known anything about the Transformers except that the money was green.
Writers so make money?
It's just a really bad sign. And the dialogue we heard, it was like cool to hear Welker and Cullen talking to each other as Prime and Megatron. But the dialogue was, you know, a ham and cheese sandwich without the bread and the ham. It was just like
with a screen.
Yeah,
hand.
Super Velveeta bad.
No, it's dollar store cheese, dude. You know, it kind of looks like cheese.
Good.
Don't try to cook it. Don't melt.
I mean, I like
it's that cheese made out of potatoes,
kind of.
And
I didn't particularly like the Prime.
Well, I think the thing about that is it's not the movie Prime that I like the most about it, and I just latched on the first thing about it that was positive that I liked, and that's flames.
Yeah, all they did was take the flames off.
And they had some animated.
And he's felt kind of like.
He's V-shaped.
They had some animated qualities in him, too, like in the thigh areas and things like that.
No, those thighs are straight movie.
Yes,
they are.
You guys are checking out his thighs?
They are like, the legs are the least altered.
That's a set of thighs on a robot.
Now, you know what I mean? That organic.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because Bumblebee definitely is very round.
Cosplayers love because they don't have to do any work.
Yeah, they can put on some spandex and glue styrofoam.
I thought the Prime was a little weird.
I mean, they definitely joke that, I mean, Prime has started working out a little bit more on this.
Yeah.
He's definitely beefier.
Yeah.
Well, and they were almost. I mean, the thing is, though, we don't know anything about it. They were literally kind of sitting there laughing about how little they were actually telling us.
That
was
like
a joke.
There's gonna be Bumblebee. You're gonna be yellow.
I picked that. Remember?
Yeah.
Prime and Megatron are in it.
He's bulky.
They might hit each other in the head.
He's bulky.
We've been dispensing drinks.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing about that panel that was disappointing is every concept art they showed was the most incredibly predictable character. So if they could have thrown in an RC or a Bulkhead, it would have made the panel.
Well, they said that they were going
to
be in.
Yeah, true. But all the concept art.
No, that was interesting to hear that they're going to get a Bulkhead in there.
Right.
And that's a surprise RC's in there, too.
And that's the kind of, like, concept art, like, you want to see. Like, because you kind of want to see where would they go with an animated model for this show.
Well, that's another thing. I'm surprised it's all CGI, too.
I'm not at this point.
It saves money in the long run.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, they don't have to keep animating it.
It was very odd that animated.
Yes, exactly. Every other series, if it wasn't full CGI, it was mostly every American-based series has either been CGI or, you know, partial.
Well, and people were even freaking about the quality of animation in animated. It's like that's because it's so expensive to do it that way at this point.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is just not there anymore.
You send it to a sweatshop, and you got to wait for it to come back. With the animation, the hard work's already done with computer animation, and you literally just...
You puppet it.
It's all on the front end.
They explained it to me that it just takes so much money up front causing it.
And we've been broken for drinks.
Some of these countries where we're used to shipping it off to be drawn by slave labor probably have been, like, you know, making laws about, like, no, actually, you have to pay us more than, like, 3 cents.
Did anybody think to ask what studio would be animating the show?
They mentioned the studio by...
Yeah, we kind of forgot.
Good job.
No, I can't remember.
I heard him say where it was being shipped to, but I didn't...
Well, it's done in the States.
So it's not done in Canada, eh?
So it's not mainframe.
No, well, you wouldn't want it to be done in mainframe, not in the last 10 years.
Are they doing that current
Hot Wheels show?
Nobody who's currently in mainframe is who did those shows. There's no one left.
The current Hot Wheels show is CGI.
Yeah.
And she really likes it. It's very classic mainframe. Like, it's got all the
standards. I've noticed one or two companies that I think I did confirm those people... spread out, and you'll notice it's like,
I mean, they had their own feel, kind of like how Pixar, everything's touching, witty, and referential. Yeah, mainframes got their things, and if they spread out, great, that's perfect. Now we got two classic mainframes and the real one making Johnny Test.
You know,
Skulls show called Skyland, I thought it had a lot of elements that really reminded me of the way mainframe
probably is.
And I wonder, and I think it seemed like a lot, it seemed like some of those people had gone over there from the description of what happened when it was formed, the company that did that. I can't remember the name of the frame.
For those of us that were there during the Hall of Fame presentation, did it bug any of you that when they showed all the character videos, whoever made the character videos for the cartoon characters, I want to marry them and have babies.
They were very fun.
They were fun.
They were all awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Tell us what that's about, because I have not even thought of it.
Each one had a sort of a theme, a song or a theme based around it.
Oh, okay.
So Grimlock,
like award show,
yeah,
like
the award show, the Grimlock video started with Grimlock, you know, doing something and then getting angry, and it went to Godzilla. So he started breathing fire, and everything slowed down.
Bumblebee had the same song from Karate Kid.
Yes,
that was great.
What about Soundwave?
You're the best.
Soundwave. They didn't make him dancing, and
Soundwave. Everyone is dancing in the Soundwave video.
Fantastic.
What was the song? I forget now.
It was the Joan Jett.
Oh, I Love Rock and Roll. They made it look like he was singing it.
So was the animation as good as? It was Cyber Mission.
Yeah, but the thing it bugged me though, because it showed like all the instances of that character throughout the different series. Megatron did not once feature Beast Wars Megatron.
No, they stuck with those familiar looking.
Well,
I know they're not the same character, but he still.
We couldn't vote for Beast Wars.
Literally, if you watch Beast Wars, literally Beast Wars Megatron took his name and everything. From the G1 character.
Well, right. It shouldn't be there anyway, because they wouldn't let us vote for Beast Wars Megatron, because he had the same name as G1 Megatron, so he's the same Megatron to Hasbro.
Yeah, but so, the video still didn't feature him at all.
Yeah, they stuck with like animated G1 and movie, because even though movie doesn't, the first two look like the Megatron you know. Same with Prime.
But I mean, Prime featured every single Optimus except for Optimus Primal.
They didn't have Armada and Rid, did they? I didn't see them.
No, they didn't have Rid, but they had Energon.
Yeah. as they did.
Who's the same character as?
Yeah, they kept with the ones with the chest window. That looks gross. The window.
Rob
the
is making motions toward his chest to describe Optimus's chest plate thing.
Yeah, they kept with the ones.
Mildly suggestive.
It looks like he has large bosoms.
Well, I kind of do because I'm fat, but you know,
he
it's
feels
just,
like spoilers. He has
Whoa, hey, hands off the moves, boy.
Breaker actually fell to his chest, so
Breaker's now a richer man
for the listeners.
But they kept with the like Bumblebee. Well, they're not going to show Goldbug, but they could have.
They could have shown Goldbug.
Yeah, everyone knows Goldbug's Bumblebee. Yeah, it doesn't look like him.
But that's it. Any. Really, what we got today was the celebration, which was excellent. I mean, I was excited. I felt like such a
It was really well done.
The
it was
food,
fun.
The food was standard fare.
Yeah,
edible.
And you had no options. There. You had chicken and chicken.
You had chicken and chicken.
It's better than I missed 09.
Or you can have a second round of salad.
We missed 09 due to consequence.
Yeah.
But 08, what did they give us? Crackers and salami, crackers and cheese, and like finger foods. Yeah, the dinner was like...
There were no tables. We couldn't even sit down.
Yeah, we walked outside out in the hallway to sit, eat. 07, we had to go upstairs if you wanted to sit down. If not, you're going to... Stan Bush, yay, look at this bag they gave me. I mean, it's like varies. This was kind of like 05's dinner where you had a nice sitting area.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Everyone was not here. That was like... That joke there was enhanced by a little dance.
Well, that's what you had to do.
Not realizing that
you're right.
That
were you at 07?
He must do this while we're not there all the time, too.
I do.
We're missing so
just
much.
More of it.
It was like Stan Bush when he said,
realized.
You started tilting the hips a little bit side to side. And I was right behind the view, so it was not very good.
Stan Bush was excellent this weekend. He's literally like, some guy high-fived me in the airport, and I was like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I only intended him to do this at the convention, not bother you in your personal space.
The rest of
your
life.
Okay,
yes.
One question.
But then
we wanted to know, we had questions on dealer room finds. John was able to find an animated Blackout.
Yes.
For me, which is awesome.
Yeah, apparently now that is a
commonly
rare find.
A rare find in the U.S., but apparently incredibly common in Japan.
Yes.
I was able to not
find. Yeah, with a regular retail item in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, apparently one of the vendors in the dealer room sold 150-ish in the first 2 days of the convention.
Yeah.
And you said they kept restocking, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I assume they've run clean out.
Yeah.
I hope someone is sent home for more, and maybe I can find one tomorrow.
I'm
so disturbed about the animated thing. I mean, like, this is the worst part of this bot category. It's like going back to take pictures of toys in the case that I took pictures of last year.
Yeah, what else? You found you got the Diablock Optimus.
Yeah, I did get the, And that is an animated toy. So
yeah.
That was cool.
And it looks great, doesn't it?
Oh.
It looks like a block.
It looks like I have it now, and I don't have to lose any more sleep over it.
How's the transformation? Let's put them back together.
Throw them at the wall.
Yeah.
It's a transformation. Throw them at the wall.
Yeah, anything's an up from the built to suck ones. So
yeah, everything's better than
the Energon one was okay. With
To built to rules credit, you didn't even have to really throw it against the wall to transform it. It did it on its own. It just man.
What else? What else did we find of note in the dealer room? I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
I got my set, which was awesome, and that was it.
Yeah,
so.
I might get a few things on clearance tomorrow.
I got Takara Animated Soundwave.
You got Soundwave. How much did you pay for Animated Soundwave? If you don't mind asking.
I think I paid $25.
That's my hardest problem.
Why?
If you go to like Big Bad Toy Store, it's $28.99.
Yeah.
So, but
we love Big Bad Toy Store. Who's not here?
I'm not saying anything about Big Bad Toy Store because I love them. I got like $300 dumped into the pile.
They're just not here. I mean, it's a long drive for them, and you know they have to shut down for 2 weeks. I'm certain it's not cost effective.
No, I thought they were. I guess it was a different dealer I saw.
Still,
probably
kind of an institution. So.
They are BotCon institutions.
Absolutely.
Question came up whether or not Sean Long was at BotCon.
And yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
And what a great outfit. Did you see that?
I didn't see what he was wearing.
He was wearing
that was ridiculous. That was creepy. It was like an anime jacket. Like,
but it was
sleeveless.
Without, I don't want to incite any sort of anything.
The guy with the platform, like boots.
Yeah,
no.
But
that's Capcom.
Yeah. But without inciting anything, the funniest thing all day happened at his expense.
Yeah. I don't know. The guy with the Jersey accent who's very perturbed about
the
stickers.
Okay, go into that.
Okay, we're sitting at the Hasbro panel trying not to laugh as much as Sean Long, which Ryan will go into. And
I laughed hard.
We can't see who has
Everybody
the microphone. But out of nowhere, you hear the voice. And it's a very heavy Bronx Jersey type accent. Oh, yeah. You know those stickers that came with that 2-pack with Soundwave and Bumblebee? And, you know, I was supposed to get like a couple more and send it in and got my Ravage.
I didn't get my Ravage.
I didn't get my Ravage. And I got like 20 stickers sitting around my house. What do I do with them?
No, he was.
And he was serious. He's like, what do I do with them?
He was asking, are you going to release any more sets to where I can use the
can
same
I use
stickers?
The stickers?
And they're like, thing, we don't know. Well, what do I do with them then?
Then I looked
over, do I put them on my toys? Can I?
Then I looked over at Jim Sorrington. It's like, can I use my USS flag points?
I my robot points.
Yeah.
I mean, he was literally, I think asked for an answer. May I?
It was like the Transformers equivalent of food stamps or something.
Really?
Hey, you know,
it only
I like
takes
that promotion,
up 2 years
though.
To get to.
I'd like to see some more promotions like that.
I would too.
Probably. I enjoy it.
It's great for them to just be like, why don't you take those to the grocery store and get yourself some eggs?
I only go with the G.I. Joe stuff, though. I never get the Transformers mail-aways. Never, but I always get the G.I. Joe for some reason.
I did G.I. Joe's.
And I'm not doing a G.I. Joe podcast. If things have gone slightly differently, I probably
we're at a G.I. Joe convention, right?
It's based, you know... Whoever, I forgot who it was, but they made a good point. Most of the money, the profits to BotCon has to go toward JoeCon.
It has to, because it's a small con.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way it's turning a profit.
Yeah.
No offense, Joe fans.
Yeah, no offense, but let's...
Yeah, when you go to a dinner, you're going
to
be
we didn't mean
nice
to take
food.
Your thunder.
yeah, they get steak and lobster.
Okay, since last night's sound quality was so poor, why don't you tell us again about the Hot Wheels convention next year?
Okay, yeah, so...
You're going to be in a parking lot at Paramount next year, like, chewing on microwave hors d'oeuvres. And it's going to be like, JoeCon on the moon!
Okay, XBS, because the tethering last night was so awful... he wants us to recap the Hot Wheels convention.
You should probably go to the long first, though.
It's one room. If there's something other than a room, it was no signage to tell you.
Yeah, you walk in.
And it's like, there's a bunch of classic cars, which are really nice. They even had a Ford GT in the Mirage paint scheme, like an alternator. Paint scheme, however you say. And then there was like a couple, like three dealers. And that was it.
And nobody was shopping.
Yeah. No. Oh, I did thought was cool. The guys who
there are people
it.
Sitting there
yeah.
near the door, ostensibly there to look for badges, but
yeah,
it was the deadest convention.
There are no badges to be found.
No yeah. badges to be had.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a Red Bull convention also today, which surprised
really?
Me. Well, wow. I walked in and I had to find a bathroom.
I missed a Red Bull convention.
Yeah,
I should be leading that convention.
Here's the funny. This old lady comes up to me. Are you at the Red Bull convention? And I was just like, I really gotta go to the bathroom.
Lady, I am the Red Bull convention.
And I was like, well, I'm in the bathroom, I'm thinking, what did I do there? Like, have you had the Sturgo sign? That is a slap in the face to Red Bull fans. You know, those
Christ,
cola.
You need to attend.
The pretender to the throne, the beast, the Red Bull cola.
Well, you got to imagine that, you know, the real Red Bull fans would be getting pretty angsty just in general.
Guzzling the Red Bull, waiting for the thing.
That's like saying,
and
calm down to somebody at the Red Bull convention.
And
you
Brian
know,
Savage
like,
is running down.
Oh, there we go. Golden Vixie says the Red Bull convention must be like a wine tasting.
Yeah, I'm following the chat right now. So, yeah, if anyone's in chat, we encourage you to ask questions. If you're not, go to tfradio.net/live and you can join in on the chat. For people who are just joining us again, we are in the tformers.com penthouse at BotCon 2010 in the Dolphin, Orlando, Florida. And we're just recapping tonight's events.
Okay, so what was the Sean Long thing about?
Okay. We're losing Rob.
Sure. You guys are losing me, but you're gaining everyone else, which I assure you.
Bye, Rob.
XV says bye, Rob.
Bye, XV.
See you guys.
Bye, Rob.
Happy matching. Thanks, guys.
What time will we see tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. We got to head to...
About 9 o'clock?
Probably about around 11-ish, because we got to do the clock out thing.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, guys. Kiss my ass.
We're losing Rob and Justin.
Yes,
but John is now plugged in and can hear...
Yeah, I can hear XV.
Hi, John.
That was the Hot Wheels convention. Basically, this is that attention BotCon attendees. We can you can come in here for free and look at some cool cars.
You can come in here free and mock us.
Yeah,
that's what ended up happening.
I think I would go in there literally just to look at the cars that they had, the real size cars that they had.
Oh yeah, it's a great showroom. It's just a great empty showroom. Yeah.
I was like, I literally thought I didn't know until we started talking about it last night that it was a Hot Wheels convention. I was looked in the room. I was like, oh, they're having some kind of car show. Wonder why they're carrying Hot Wheels around. Because there was like the ratio of Hot Wheels to giant cars was like, you know,
one
about
to one.
One to one. Yeah.
Okay, there were several cars, but if you added up all the mass in the Hot Wheels, it wouldn't add up to a fifth of a car.
No. Yeah. But
where are the Hot Wheels at the Hot Wheels convention? That was what I was gonna.
But on Thursday, Ender and I walked by and I said, ooh,
oh, cool, they have all these cars in here. I'm going to go by in here. And then Ender's like, come on, Peter, let's go. Move out of here.
Again, so, since we had issues last night with our record for Friday, anything happened yesterday that we want to talk about?
I don't know. Let me see your badge. Brian, you we have to refer to
the badge.
Yeah, let me
figure out what happened.
Our memories are fuzzy, let's be honest. But looking at the agenda, everything will just come flooding back.
I have two badges.
Yeah. Guy on here is asking about DLC for War for Cybertron.
Oh.
I specifically asked Tiger a question about that, about the possibilities.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. If anybody's ever played the multiplayer yet on that, there's a very limited selection of chassis types for as far as customization on your multiplayer character. Like, there's only one Decepticon leader class, like Soundwave. Only there's only one Autobot tank, like Warpath, and he basically just straight up said, "I'm not ready to talk about that yet." So there's your answer.
Yeah, that was the trouble with going to that panel is that game's been out for like 3 days.
Yeah, someone actually asked what the sales figures were. And he's like, we don't get a sales figures for like a month.
Yeah, like, they don't even know what's going on right now. They don't know if, they don't know if anybody likes it.
Please buy it. And we'll
just
see
hope it's doing well.
It's a safe bet that everyone in there bought it.
But they were definitely alluding to maybe High Moon Studios developing Transformers 3 game. Like, every time someone
there's no way they're anywhere in that negotiation yet about who's going to be doing that.
Well, anytime they talked about a future Transformers game, Transformers 3 or otherwise, both of them just continue to stress a long-term mutual respectful relationship.
I don't think they're going to have anything I mean, I could be wrong, but it seems to me timeline wise that High Moon really couldn't be doing the Transformers 3
game. Apparently no one's
whoever's doing it would probably have to have already started,
but no one has
when they were still finishing up.
No one has it come up at all.
Well, Activision has 100 different studios they could shunt that out to.
There's no reason to think that they would. If they were smart, they'd give it to someone who gave a damn about the franchise.
They should give it to us.
They should give the movie game to someone who gives a damn about the franchise.
Can I voice Breakdown?
Like, wow, are they going to affect that?
Can that be some fan service?
So they can go to work crying every day and find the people who could, like, you know, harden their hearts.
That's one thing that really.
You don't want your doctor to be your brother or something. You want someone who can make an objective decision.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a game where it's like, yeah, let's do a lot of stuff for the fans. It's going to be like, okay, Bay said that this is where the flying monkeys have to be, so we're going to do the flying monkey level.
you know, Cybertron did a lot of things right, and there's very little I had to nitpick on.
I'm just saying that I've not even played it yet.
Well,
no, it's not. I don't care if I get spoiled.
You know, Breakdown's in the game.
No, I don't know what's in it.
He's one of the first guys building all this other crap, and they talked about him the day at the panel.
Get your crap together, Kilby.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, do I follow the Transformers?
You've been playing this DS thing all day.
We were like the DS
booth. Tiger was over at the Xbox 360 War for Cybertron booth, and we were the DS booth.
Basically.
Well, I'm obviously a big Breakdown fan because my name is Breaker. One thing that really bothered me about that game is that not once did he go, stop staring at me or anything. He wasn't paranoid at all. He was just like, oh, crap, we're going to die.
Because he wasn't like that in the cartoon.
Well,
in that new game is based on...
I think there could have been a point when you're fighting, you know, a particular... I don't want to spoil anything. When you're fighting a particular person where he goes, oh, my God, he's looking at me.
Did
and
he ever
instills
do that
the paranoid
in the cartoon?
Anything. Does it matter if you shut your face?
Yes, because knowing what you're talking about helps on the podcast.
Oh, you shut up.
He's
supposed to be paranoid.
I'm the host, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's supposed to be paranoid.
Yeah, what does knowing what we're talking about have to do with Radio Free Cybertron at all?
XP's asking what does knowing what we're talking about have to do with RFC at all. That's a good question. So, tomorrow, it looks like there are quite a few things going on. We have the Bob Budiansky panel Redux, which, I mean, the Bob Budiansky panel so far has been my favorite panel. Because, again, we learned that Ratchet was originally going to be a girl named either Cool Hand Lube or Grease Finger. So.
I think it's really clear that, like, Budiansky has finally gotten his stand-up bit together, and we know what we're going to start seeing.
I don't know. Scott McNeil takes the cake for me.
Scott McNeil probably does something different every time, he's depending on what
he's insane.
He argues with
in a wonderful way
with every voice he's ever done at the same time.
He is insane.
I mean, when Solid Snake was arguing with Rat Trap, that was probably the best part of the content for the day for me. That was most.
Let's see here. Also tomorrow we have
the Bingham.
So, Stan Bush is not going to be there tomorrow. But of course, I did get my picture. I did high five Stan Bush today. And he signed an autograph for me, though he must have been tired because he signed it, Brian. You got to the touch.
Awesome.
Yeah. So my
touch.
My question is, was he referring to himself as the touch?
Yeah. You got
congratulating you on your arrival.
Yeah, so that's actually hanging up right now in our booth. So if you come by, if someone's actually listening now, and I do know
then
that
you know
people
where
are,
to steal it.
Yeah. I'm out $5. So,
yeah, you'll always have that high five.
Yeah, you always have the
I've always had high
and
five.
Regret you experience.
He said that he has had a lot of people come up and ask for a high five, so that's pretty awesome.
It is a memento to the success of Project Awesome.
Project Awesome is a success.
Go Rob.
We have a Paul Eiding, Scott McNeil panel again, which I missed. And draw for trips to 2011, so people who put in their name, which I didn't, I probably should, to possibly win the 2011.
Yeah, we all should, huh?
And the close... The con closes down at 3:30. Yeah, it closes down at 3:30 tomorrow, which means I'll probably be leaving around 5, which means I'll be home probably around 4 a.m.
Yes. Hey, I'm in that boat, man. I'll be driving.
You'll be home later. You'll be home later than me.
Probably. Yeah. If I stay through the whole thing, I will, but more than likely I'll probably duck out midday. And try to
when are you heading out, John?
I'm going to head out Monday morning.
Peter?
Sir?
When are you heading out?
I'm staying in Disney.
You're here another week.
He's here another week.
We should try. Do you know when Ender's leaving? Ender just stepped out.
He's leaving tomorrow.
Maybe we should try to do a quick, brief recap of the show live.
And
we'll get back.
Make it rain.
Then we'll get back together on our huge BotCon recap show Wednesday.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan.
You know, Ender has been braving this week. His wife is at home, literally 9 months pregnant, and he's been here covering BotCon, so that's pretty awesome.
What a trooper.
He is a trooper.
Yes, definitely like a trooper.
You know, we give Ender crap, and I really, really thought I was going to punch him when I met him, but in person, he's actually likable, so it's interesting.
Once you associate a face with that voice,
you can't
hate
him.
It all falls together.
Yeah,
you just can't.
Yeah, humanize
him.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. As people keep joining us, I just want to remind you that we're talking about BotCon 2010. We're in 2011's next year.
In Pasadena.
Pasadena again. So that's
you're probably gonna have another one of those block parties too.
Yeah, probably. So, but
we can only hope.
That's the big announcement. Besides, Rat Trap won the voting.
Dinobot.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Same voice actor.
Same Scott. It's Scott. Scott McNeil did not give an acceptance speech. I didn't expect that he would, of course, but because he had to rush out to get a smoke right after it was over. It was hilarious.
Just like entertain yourself all day.
Yes,
it's great to be him, except for the throat cancer.
You know, in the Hall of Fame, they had the pictures of like Peter Cullen and all those guys in there. But why wasn't Frank there? A picture of Frank Welker in there, like to go along beside the Soundwave figures that were all in those cases.
I don't know.
There were Soundwave figures in there.
Because Frank Welker isn't coming this year.
Well, yeah, the man's a busy man.
Yeah,
it's hard to be God.
But they're not
going to
hype him.
The song for the Dinobots tribute video. The Dinobots didn't get it. Oh, for Dinobots tribute video. Well, when he won, it was the touch. But was it the final countdown for?
I believe so.
At the end of the countdown, was he burning in a fire?
No, wait a minute. The final countdown was Shockwave.
So what was what was Dinobots? Do we remember?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle. Okay, so they played Welcome to the Jungle when they were announcing the nominees, but when they actually announced who won, it was the touch.
Very cool.
Very nice. Kilby wins at reading comprehension. Thank you.
So before we wrap up tonight, I still want to hear what the Sean Long thing was about.
You want to know what the Sean Long thing was about?
Oh.
Okay.
I don't remember his question.
Nobody remembers what his question was. It was it took him 15 minutes to say it.
Yeah, it's just like one of his reviews. It takes way too long. Yeah, well, by the time you're at the end, you're bored. And you don't know what you're
watching. Well, he asked the question, which it was long, and it was rambly. Which, you know, to be totally honest, it's BotCon. You don't get a lot of sleep, so it makes sense that sometimes you can't really, you know, speak what you want to say. But the question was just long and characteristically rambly. And just all of a sudden, some woman said, "What?" And then, like, everyone within earshot just burst out laughing. It was hilarious.
That was probably his mom.
The funny thing is, she screamed it really loudly.
She said it loudly.
She went hardcore on it.
It was like, "What?"
Clutching her children to her to keep her away, them away.
And that's when all uneasiness of the question just busted out.
The only the question is, what does Bulkhead look like from Transformers Prime? We don't know. Yeah. All we saw was a picture of Optimus, Megatron, and Bumblebee.
Someone did ask what his alt mode would be, and they were just like, "Are you kidding? He's Bulkhead. Imagine a bulky truck." He's like, "Imagine his animated self, only not animated."
Yeah,
is what they said.
Yeah, so it's going to be boring, basically.
He'll probably still be a giant klutz too.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be like a giant bastion for creativity and new thought in the world of Transformers.
I'm just hoping Soundwave has a bigger role.
It basically sounds like it just wants to be not necessarily fun, but it wants to lowest common denominator.
Yeah, this should have been called Transformers Movie Cash-In.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been its subtitle. And frankly, the whole, like, why is it called Prime? Is it all about Prime? Is this and things like, yeah, that's the name that cleared.
Sadly, no. I don't think Optimus does want
to. So we stamped it on the show.
Thoughtful. Yes.
Question is: does Prime still want to rip people's faces off? I'm almost certain he does, but he is getting help for that.
I think he's getting a PG, more PG treatment for the Discovery.
I don't see any particular reason to think that.
You should also note that.
And I don't think
Prime is prescribed antipsychotics.
Antipsychotics, yes, he does need antipsychotics. Yeah. Actually, after watching Revenge of the Fallen, I need antipsychotics.
You should also when they showed Prime for the first time, some guy screamed really loudly, "Give me your face!"
Someone did scream it loudly. And if you really want to see what we're thinking during this, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, because we're sent. The T-Former stuff is news based. TF Radio is more opinion based. So if you actually want to hear, like, you know, what our snarky comments are, you know, follow TF Radio. Yeah. Now, if you want, like, up-to-the-date news and up-to-the-minute news and up-to-the-minute news and all that, tformers.com is your source for news. So,
what was that you were saying a few minutes ago about being not able to express the thoughts the way you want to?
Exactly. Hey, like, it's
we've been just typing all this up, and I'm yelling about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. No, I think we're all averaging 4 hours of sleep or less. I got 5 hours last night, and that was a lot of sleep. So for
sleeping in the floor right here.
No, you were sleeping. You were on the bed.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was before you.
I don't even remember.
I like went out for like 5 hours while you were asleep.
Matt caught up though. He caught up on sleep a little.
Yeah, I took a nap.
Yeah, and then he shot awake like someone stabbed him with a knife.
But
it was bizarre.
Yeah, no sleep is to be had at BotCon. So I mean, yeah.
I rose from my grave. The sun went down.
You didn't rise. You exploded.
The sun went down. I was like, my powers are restored.
Do we want to go? I guess we can go ahead. And wrap up the set Friday and Saturday post show report, and we'll actually come back tomorrow after the show's over. Will you have a chance to do that? When are you leaving tomorrow, Ender?
I'll have to see when I need to get like a cab. I think my flight's at like 8, so
we can probably get half. Hour in.
Yeah, we can get something in.
We can get half an hour in, and then we'll actually have like a big follow up to celebrate not only BotCon but the 1 year anniversary of our momentous return. So
In the passing of Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm not clapping that. I'm clapping.
Yes, you were.
You didn't even say it. You're
clapping the death or the Michael Jackson?
So, again, for the people who are just tuning in, we are recapping Friday and Saturday at BotCon from the tformers.com penthouse. If you missed it, this will be posted within... what do you think, XV? Do you think you can have this up in about an hour?
Well, hopefully if the Ustream thing does not crash this time when I tell it to stop, there will be a recording of it immediately after we're done.
Perfect, perfect. Okay.
Good job.
So,
but
we'll go
otherwise,
ahead.
I will try to have this polished and up within hopefully just a few minutes on
TFRadio.net. Excellent. So, we will go ahead and wrap it up for the day. You want to go ahead and throw in some of the stuff that we sent you? We can just insert it right here.
It's like putting fluoride in the water.
Yeah, I mean, I've only got the two segments you sent me this afternoon, so you want me to pile both of them on the end of this?
No, we'll leave the Jim Sorensen interview off and do it Wednesday.
Okay, so, yeah, I can certainly tack on the other segment you sent. That'll be fine.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and go actually to some audio recorded live on the convention floor at our booth today. So tune in again Sunday around probably 3:30, 4 o'clock Eastern time. We'll do a post-show wrap-up of BotCon 2010. And again, Wednesday we'll be live again with a huge BotCon report show. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. I want to thank the guys in here in the penthouse for
woo,
being here.
Woo.
The penthouse.
It's the penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my food?